Scott Jennings, whom I really respect, he's a really great commentator. He takes on people at CNN. He summed it up. I can add something to it, but he did a wonderful job. He pointed out a couple of things, that the district that Massey represented in Kentucky is probably the reddest district in the United States. So those people wanted a strong, strong conservative. They didn't object as long as he was libertarian, if he was going to be a libertarian strong conservative. And by that I mean he came to prominence during the COVID when he said there was overreach. They even gave him some slack when he was opposing the big spending by both parties. But what they couldn't countenance was this, that when you can have the luxury of a Susan Collins in the Senate or a Rand Paul that don't vote 95%, you know, they're mavericks. They work, Lisa Murkowski. That's a indulgence when you have five seats in the Senate margin. You can have three defections. Okay. But when you're close in the House, every little seat, and they only got two seat margin, you can't afford that. So when he started, after he became a folk hero on the right, he decided that he was going to become famous on the Epstein files. And the problem with that was he didn't say a word really when Biden was president. And the vast majority of people who appear, whether it's Larry Summers or Reid Hoffman or all these people, they're on the left. So it didn't condemn Donald Trump. It didn't condemn a bunch of conservatives. And that's what he was trying to partner with AOC and others and saying, oh, there's going to be Republicans, you get, and it was a farce.